Final thought. It is not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles, or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs, who comes short again and again. Because there is no effort without error and shortcoming. But who does actually strive to do the deeds, who knows great enthusiasms, the great devotions, who spends himself in a worthy cause, who at the best knows in the end the triumph of high achievement, and who at the worst, if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly. Theodore Roosevelt. In the 9 months that it took me to shape and prune a dozen years of research into this book, I've revisited this quote at least 100 times. And truthfully, I normally come back to it in fits of rage or with tear-stained desperation, thinking, maybe this is all bullshit, or it's not worth the vulnerability. Just recently, after enduring a few really mean-spirited anonymous comments from a news website, I pulled the quote down from the pin board over my desk and spoke directly to the sheet of paper. If the critic doesn't count, then why does this hurt so much? The paper didn't respond. As I held the quote in my hand, I remembered a conversation that I had just had with a guy in his very early 20s. He told me that his parents sent him links to my TED Talks, and he really liked the idea of wholeheartedness and daring greatly. When he told me that the talks inspired him to tell the young woman he's been dating for several months that he loved her, I winced and hoped for a happy ending to the story. No such luck. She told him that she thought he was awesome, but that she thought they should date other people.